Okay, Raul, do you have enough time and bandwidth free to work with WPFW on getting that listener support tab into there so that we can see goals that produce the revenues that are in the budget with the fulfillment rate based on historical averages at WPFW and a collection rate based on the historical pattern there?
You mean when, like tonight?
No. No, we just read proviso.
By the end of this meeting?
No, I assume you don't have a cape and tights.
Okay, I can work. I'm actually going to D.C. tomorrow, and I could work with Michelle and the development director there to kind of create that. I think...
Oh, great. So it'll be easier for you to get historic data then.
Right.
While you're on site.
Right.
Is that, let me pull up the KPFTX calendar. What would be a reasonable turnaround time? I know you have an audit going on as well.
No, I think I'll be able to work on it on Wednesday. So that's tomorrow. Well, that Thursday. I'm sorry, Thursday. So it should not take a long time.
So the KPFTX calendar has Wednesday of next week open. Anybody on this call have a problem with the follow-up meeting on WPFW's budget for Wednesday the 19th?
Hang on a second.
Adriana?
Adriana, yes.
We will decide today. We are deciding today, but probably will be KPFT LSB meeting. I'm not that sure yet because we have a problem with the venue where we have we should have it tomorrow, but they canceled on us, and I think that will be probably the 19th. I'm not sure yet.
You're saying your LSB on the KPFTX yes. calendar stands at 12th, but you're saying it's not happening?
Yeah, that's why. We received today the place where we have our meetings just told us today that will not be available. They have a problem, and we need to reschedule that. We are not sure. But I don't know what to tell you.
The 20th is only the affiliates task force, and I guess I could miss that.
This is Tony, and the 19th is good with me. Can you hear me?
Yep, gotcha, Tony.
Yeah. 19th is good for me.
Adriana, I guess the question was if KPFT does go ahead with scheduling a local board meeting with Wednesday the 19th, can you and Jim live with that conflict? This would be for WPFW's budget only, not for anything involving KPFT.
I think that maybe it's better that you schedule your meeting. I mean, this National Finance Committee meeting there, and I don't know if we can do anything. If not, if this really will be a KPFT NSB meeting, I think that Jim and me, we need to.
Jim, are you okay with us?
I can work around one or the other.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I get a motion to meet at 8:30 Eastern on Wednesday, November 19th for the sole purpose of finishing budget approval?
So moved, Tony.
Arpal, do you need that writing or are your fingers moving fast enough to keep up with my board?
Motion is to meet on the 19th to... do or finish which the PFW PFW budget, right?
Correct. All right. Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, we get to spend more time together. So, Arpal, can you get that on the calendar forthwith?
Yeah, I'm doing it now.
You are wonderful. Thank you so much. All right. Let's move on to the KPFK budget. Thank you for your time, Michelle. Oh, well, before I close this out, I should ask, are there any other questions or issues with the WPFW budget? I got word from WPFW's local board chair, which I think you all saw, that they're not actually meeting to consider it till tomorrow night. So they may have some input as well.
Adriana, I have a question.
Sure. Go ahead, Adriana.
I don't remember. I think that I asked before, but I don't remember. How many days of fundraising is WPFW projecting?
We have listed 108.
108? 108? Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
But that includes your days of silent drive, right?
Yes, it does. So
okay.
We can change that number. It just add them all up. So that, what, 70? That would be 78. So, Adriana, if you want to not include the silent drive in December, it would be 78 days.
Michelle?
Okay.
A question. So the whole entire 30 days is silent fund drive?
Yes. I mean, yes. There will be, like, a couple of shows may do some on-air pitching, but it's not a systemic fund drive pitch.
Okay.
There may be some announcements from time to time that say, don't forget, you know, it's the end of the year, but it's not the hour-long drive, no.
Not the audience killer format?
No, not that format.
Okay. Appreciate your jumping in to help with the spreadsheet, Raul. Anybody else on WPFW's budget? All right, let's move on. Thank you for your time and patience with us, Michelle.
Thank you.
We will talk about this next week.
Okay, thank you so much.
So on the KPFK budget, I assume we're going to be working from the version that was forwarded by Raul today.
Yeah, is Zuberry on the call?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good.
Hey, Zuberry. Evening, y'all.
Are there any changes from the version that was sent out a couple weeks ago, or, Raul, were you just resending it to make sure we all had it?
There are changes.
Yeah.
Okay. Since we got it not too long before the meeting, why don't you walk us through what those changes are?
You on me or Raul?
Who has been working on the spreadsheet?
Sue Berry.
Okay. So, Zoo, walk us through the changes.
You know what? I don't have the version that was sent to you before in front of me. But some of the significant changes include a change in personnel. On Monday, we had to terminate an employment, which was our volunteer coordinator.
Zoo.
Yes, can you
hear? Just so you know, you're on a public call.
Public call.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My apologies. Okay. So I won't mention that. Aside from that, we added a quiet campaign in December, 19 days to make 38K. One of the other changes in revenue, we added another day to the December fund drive, so we'll be in lockstep with KPFA. Going from December 8th to December 19th as an active fund drive. Let me look at my notes. We also increased the national payback numbers as well so that they can meet their budget. Let's see, another change. And then there are a few minor changes, reduction in travel and mileage, and a reduction in other development costs, and an increase in premiums, and an increase in what is that at? fund drive costs, basically for the call centers. I'm anticipating that we're going to end up using the outside call center for pretty much most of this fiscal year. Although we're looking at opportunities to be able to upgrade or modernize our phone room so that we can process credit cards immediately when someone calls in. Certainly the outside phone service has helped us improve our cash flow position. We've been able to pay off, catch up with outstanding premium debt as well. We also added, I put this line item in the revenue section called renewals. I didn't know if that should be separate from listener support or make it its own line item, because for the last few years we haven't been sending out renewal letters. So that's one area I've increased or dedicated a portion of our budget to do. And according to Terry Geyer, our membership director, we would be able to generate about $2,000 a month from, you know, consistently doing the renewals every month. Aside from that, one more change. In grant income, others, we did receive a check for $7,560 from a trust, so we put that on the revenue column for November as well. And that looks like all of the changes from the last one, last budget that you guys received.
Okay. This is a huge improvement on what you started with. Questions? Let's take a stack.
Our Paul?
Got our Paul. Who else?
Michael Lewick, I'd like to clarify what I asked for a little bit earlier about the...
I got you on stack, Michael. You can ask when I call in.
Okay.
Who else?
Yeah.
Okay, our Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, I think renewals has to be a part of the listener support line because that's what they're renewing. So I think that just goes in there. That would be a change of policy, I think, if we didn't do it that way. The other thing is I am looking at cell 051, surplus deficit for the end of the year. Is that the correct figure you're projecting?
Yeah, that's what we're projecting.
I have more than that in my pocket.
All right.
Make a pledge and you can double their surplus.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Michael, you're up.
Yeah, I still have a question that I asked Raul earlier about the catch-up past due central services. On the version that was sent out here, it says $21.45 a month, and then Raul was saying that actually it's going to be $31.45 because you found $12,000 somewhere else. Did I understand that correctly, Raul? Or?
The KPRA document shows $31.45 under cash and capital.
I'm sorry, which document?
The KPFK budget that was sent out today on row 48. Oh, sorry, I'm looking at the cash flow tab.
It's the same.
Yeah, row 48 of the budget as well.
I'm looking at the budget tab where it says 33 past due central services. It's listed at $21.45 a month.
Not the version that was sent out today.
We changed that.
Yeah, that's the version I got today. Huh? Maybe there's another one sent out after that. I don't know.
Yeah, there was, Michael.
Okay.
Are you using Gmail? That's why.
I had KPFK 2015 budget full NFC revision 2. Correct.
No, it says full NFC 11/11/14.
Okay, sorry. Okay, my bad. here it is.
I have a bunch of questions. Most of them are small stuff. Does anybody else want to get on stack?
Raul?
Okay, Raul, anyone else? Go ahead, Raul.
Hey, I think between me and Sue, very, we don't know what was the last version that NFC had seen, or I have seen, but I just compared it with one of the other older versions. We got feedback from the local LSB members about some of the outline items, and Michael Novick is very instrumental to this. He pointed out initially we under budgeted the tower utilities and the premiums. We made those adjustments for utilities, the tower utilities. We only budgeted $49,000, and after Sue Berry and the business manager there, and Michael and myself, we look into that. We found out that we understated that $49,000, and we increased that utilities from $49,000 to $76,000. The premiums as well, there were some concerns about how little the premiums were originally budgeted for. To be realistic, we modified from $323,000 from the last version of the budget to about $447,000. So that is the biggest major changes onto that adjustment. And again, we also went through analyzing the listener support and the number of fund drive days, and then we justify it with the average of what was going on in October. The KPFK came close to like $2,000 of their $750,000 of their fund drive goals. So they're pretty on target with what they're doing right now at KPFK. So we just need to kind of see how they're going to come through the actual receipts of those pledges. So that's just my clarification.
Thank you, Raul.
And the fall fund drive, did you have to extend it significantly to make goal?
From what we were projecting, but that wasn't in the last budget proposal. What we're looking at is having to do during the long fund drives is 26 days, and that's what we did in October, making or generating 28K each day on average. So this budget reflects what happened in October.
Okay. Yeah, Michael Novick to the stack on that. For some reason, the stated goal originally for that fund drive was higher than the goal that was incorporated into the budget. So it looked like we didn't make the goal, but we actually did.
Yeah, before we started the drive, we were looking at our goal as, I think it was 810.
Yeah.
All right. I got a bunch of really small things, but I want to run through on different line items. The first one is under personnel costs. It looks like the state unemployment tax calculation might be screwed up because you're cutting gross salaries significantly, but the budget says that unemployment insurance is going to go up about $5,000.
Raul, you might be able to speak on that one. Is that to do with one of the formulas?
Yes. While we have taken off a couple of full-time employees, we have part-time employees that are also entitled to the state minimum wages. So that is going to reflect also the number of heads, which is the minimum of $7,000 per head. So the FTE might be less, but the actual number of heads
will be a little bit more because of the part-time volunteers, part-time board ops and employees of KPFK. So the number of heads are kind of maintained, but there are.
But are you saying subjects. Are you saying unemployment insurance in California isn't a straight percentage?
No, up to $7,000 each head.
Oh, because there's a. I got you. After the first $7,000, you don't pay.
Don't pay after the $7,000.
Okay.
So the more heads that you have, the more employees, actual persons that you have, and not salary, but if they make $7,000, that's a full expense for the foundation.
Okay. Going down to administrative expenses, line 6631, which is row 94, rent and lease of equipment is dropping by almost $15,000.
Yes, currently at this moment, my apologies, I'm forgetting what piece of equipment that we were leasing. It has to do with some of the transmitter stuff, but a lot of that's already been paid, but what it comes to is our copy machines for our business office and for the mailroom downstairs. One of the reasons why it's a bit a lot cheaper is that I renegotiated our RICO contract late last year, I think in December, I believe. And so we were able to get a better price than what we were paying before.
Great. Good job. On row, sorry, line item 6576, this is credit card fees. It's row 128 in the spreadsheet. They're dropping by $11,000, even though listener support is going up slightly.
Yes, we're able to save money on processing credit cards because by using the outside call service, the way they process credit cards is PCI compliant, so we're able to have some savings there because of, you know, some of the clauses that the credit card companies have in processing credit cards once we meet PCI compliance. We weren't able to do that the way we were doing fund drives before. So we're getting charged less because now we're PCI compliant.
So they're already giving you the lower rate?
Yep.
Staying in the development section, the premium expenses on line items 6413 and 6750. Spending on premiums from the archives is dropping about $20,000, and on all other types of premiums is dropping about $83,000.
Yes. Well, for non-PRA premiums, we are going to stick to a 10-to-1 ratio. Of course, make exceptions in some cases. Some premiums we don't get charged for. Other premiums that, you know, that we see that there is a value, such as doing the Ebola pitch on the last drive, which we promised to donate 50% of what we raised. There was a significant increase in the amount of money that we were able to generate. In the first hour that we did Ebola, we raised a little over $15,000, which we wouldn't normally be able to do with any of the premiums that we used during that fund drive. Also, we're working on developing speaker series and more community events where we videotape with our new television equipment to produce DVDs as thank you gifts. I want to switch our focus to producing in-house premiums, which are more exclusive, and exclusive premiums tend to generate more revenue than things that folks can get on Amazon or elsewhere. So,
were you able to hit those lower premium costs during the fall drive?
Yes. With the exception of the Ebola, which was we were donating 50% of whatever we raised.
Right. Have you actually, maybe you haven't, have you ordered all your premiums from that drive already? Like, do you know how much you actually spent?
I don't have a figure on that yet. It's being processed, but I can certainly provide that information probably early next week. But we've started to order some stuff from this fund drive.
Okay. Line 6751 is fund drive expenses. It's at almost 44,000 from
that. Yeah, that's accounting for the costs for the outside phone service, and that's based upon a projection of an average of 3 minutes for each phone call. That hopefully will go down. Myself, Quincy, and Michelle, we're working on negotiating a deal with Telerep in hopes that we're able to drop the overall cost per minute for the three stations, but we don't have any numbers at this moment for what the new cost is going to be compared to ComNet, which we were charged 70 cents a minute after me and Quincy negotiated with them coming out of our summer fund drives.
So this is based on, the budget assumes how many cents per minute?
70 cents a minute with the 3 minute average.
So, I mean, I'll just raise this for you. We did a really detailed analysis on this at KPFA that led to us deciding to ditch the call service. What we found is that because they were fielding a lot of phone calls that weren't pledges, people who were calling to complain, calling to talk, calling to ask questions, the amount of minutes that they spent on the phone per pledge, so not with every donor, but in aggregate, wound up being 7 minutes per pledge we got in. And when we forecast what they had actually billed us as a percentage of the amount they processed, what we got over the course of a year was $108,000, if we were to stick with that. I'm worried your forecast here might be much lower than what you're actually going to wind up spending.
Well, one of the things that we, when we had a conference call with Telerep earlier this week, or I'm sorry, on Friday, I believe, we talked about giving them a script where they would, you know, direct people to call a phone number, which would be at the station where someone could handle donor support in hopes of reducing the, you know, the amount of time that they spend with the donor that's not going to, you know, give a donation. So that's, you know, that's what we're looking at, in improving the efficiency of, you know, them, the way that they take calls. I have a question. Actually, what was the average call time for WPFW using Telerep? Do you know by any chance?
I don't know.
Yeah, because they're the ones that recommended Telerep.
Is Telerep who they've been using for a while?
She used it for one fund drive, and Michelle and Otis highly recommended them based upon their performance. And then Otis had developed a software where the agents that are answering phone calls are able to see what the premiums are and also provide some analytics for us and for them as well. And we didn't have that with ComNet, which was, you know, part of the big problem why we had, you know, long phone calls in some cases.
And the cash flow shows $40,000 in negative cash at the end of April.
Yeah, that's my question too.
What we would plan to do about that is to, as we've done or have had to do this year since our cash flow has been bad, is to talk with vendors and, you know, either postponing payments or spreading payments over a three-month period. We've done that quite a bit with some of our essential services, Edison for the transmitter, the DWP for the office, Telepacific for our phone system, or for our phone lines at the station, as well as AT&T, and there's a whole other list of vendors as well. And also we're able to work with some of our premium vendors and spreading out payments too as well. So that's certainly what we would plan to do for April.
Anybody else for staff at KPFK?
You just asked a question I was going to, which is about the April cash balance.
I guess the one problem, you had really good answers to everything. The one problem is it sounds like the numbers on the call service are a little bit speculative, and with $13 on your bottom line, there's not a lot of margin for error there.
Oh, no, I completely understand that. I mean, one, you know, the two line items that really stick out for this budget, there's $85,177 in having to, you know, pay back the national office, excuse me, and also pay back pensions as well. And without those burdens, I mean, certainly this budget would look a lot, you know, a lot better. And at this moment, I'm not supposed to talk about personnel issues on this call, right?
No, please don't.
Okay, I won't. Okay, so I'll leave it at that. I mean, also, you got to take that into consideration. Also, to take into consideration, which isn't reflected on this budget, we've implemented some additional revenue streams, the text to donate. We have a online no inventory store, which is starting to generate some revenue. But I haven't put it on this budget because there's no, you know, no way to really project how much it may or may not raise because these are new revenue streams. And also we've been developing an advocate program, which is for folks that donate a minimum of $1,000 to get onto a placard, which is going to be in the lobby. And also we're looking at developing our YouTube channel to either have, you know, to offer exclusive content. So those are some of the, you know, some of the new things that we'll be trying to breathe life into to generate revenue going into 2015 in hopes that, you know, they can make up for any margin of error. Also, we got a letter campaign that's going to start this week, end of the year appeal to our major donors that have donated at least $500 over the last 2 years, which will be followed up by phone calls to those letter recipients from programmers and some other folks that's going to be on a small off-the-air fundraising team I'm putting together as well. And so I'm pretty confident we'll be able to generate some revenue from this letter campaign.
Michael, wait just a sec. My understanding was that the call service charges reflected what the costs had been over the July and October drives. Is that correct?
Yes.
Have you gotten bill backs from KPFA on the calls that came through KPFA's ComNet account?
You know what? I don't think we have, actually. I'd have to clarify that with our business manager, but I don't believe that we have.
I apologize on behalf of my station.
That's certainly something me and Quincy will talk about as we you know, explore the opportunities with Telerep.
Was that Maria shouting in the background?
Well, yes, I let it go off mute at the wrong moment here.
So the issue is that your numbers may look low from previous drives because all the pledges that you got during Democracy Now, Uprising, Letters in Politics, and the News were pledges that ran through KPFA's account, and KPFA got the bill for ComNet services.
Okay. And so there's some discussion going on before the numbers get transmitted to them.
Okay, so yeah, that's something that, you know, we'd have to address because we haven't gotten any bill backs from you guys or from KPFA. So I certainly didn't account for that in this budget.
Raul, what do you think on the call services stuff here?
Well, I really don't have any opinion on these things other than the ones that are being presented cost-wise, and there are some non-financial factors associated with that. However, this has been recommended to provide more efficient and more economical way of having a call service. Obviously, the alternative is to continue utilizing trained volunteers at the station, but I don't think that with the volume of our donation or fund drives, I don't think that the benefit or the cost savings will outweigh the amount of accuracy that we will probably be getting from these call centers. And I think that regardless of which call centers that we have, I think it's really important to have some kind of, you know, that team to do it. And then at the same time, we could mix it with some rollover calls and have some of our volunteers do the initial, calls that are fielded. So either way, I like I said, I'm, as a financial guy, I think we need to consider cost. But if Telerep would provide us that. I've never seen the proposal or anything like that. I've worked with WBAI's call center, and it's kind of transparent, and we know exactly what we're getting versus, at the same time, they have a package that's 10,000 minutes for $7,500. And if that's, a good rate, then that's fine. I think that's what we use to get WBAI. I never really dwell into the other station's Telerep proposal yet. I've never seen it.
So, do you have a per minute quote from Telerep?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you have a per minute quote from Telerep?
No, it's all in the works at this moment. Myself and KPFA were supposed to provide them some historical data on call volumes so they can give us, the best quote that they can. We're anticipating that we'll get that quote sometime next week. So at this moment, we're hoping we're going to be able to get the best deal that we can.
Yeah, I think KPFK, WPFW, and KPFA are kind of on the right track to maybe, as a group, we might get some break as multiple station rather than one station doing,
Yeah, that's exactly how we're trying to negotiate this service contract, is to do a group buy.
Right. So the economies of scale would be, would realize some savings.
Okay. Anyone else on the KPFK budget?
Well, just to say that our local station board is scheduled to meet and try to look at it this Saturday. And so I think it would be good if we didn't finalize because up to this point, only the Finance Committee has looked at earlier drafts, not at this one, and made some suggestions and corrections. I think it would be, you know, advisable to let the whole LSB look at it before finalizing it.
You mean before the this committee votes on it?
Well, before the PNB takes it up.
I mean, I can't promise the PNB will get to it, but I've asked for time for budget approval on Thursday's agenda. We're 6 weeks into the fiscal year.
Right. I thought you had submitted the ones that had already been reviewed in greater detail by the committee prior to tonight.
With the promise to submit more after tonight's meeting. Okay. Let me work on some language here. Anyone else in KPFK's budget? All right. My motion is going to be as follows. The National Finance Committee recommends the KPFK budget to the PNB for approval with the following provisos. One, that the KPFK LSB approve the budget in its current form. Two, that the PNB direct KPFK management to complete a detailed forecast of phone service costs after it receives a bill from its December fund drive and submit a revised budget if necessary to meet those costs. And three, I want to paste in the language about catch-up payments that we put on WBAI and KPFT. Sorry, it's going to take me a minute to pull it up. About if there's windfall money. The language is, if KPFK's revenue exceeds projection, the PNB directs KPFK management. No, sorry, that's the language for KPFT. Okay. If KPFK revenue exceeds projection and generates a surplus, PNB directs KPFK to use the surplus to accelerate its catch-up payments to the national office. And I just hit send on it. Any discussion?
Can you repeat the first proviso again?
Yeah. That the KPFK LSB approved the budget in its current form.
Okay.
Any discussion? Any snoring? Do I have any snoring?
Could I read it so we make sure that we all have exactly the same thing?
As dramatically as possible, please.
Oh, well. I was being dramatic. The National Finance Committee recommends the KPFK budget to the PNB for approval with the following provisos. One, that the KPFK LSB approve the budget in its current form. And two, that the PNB direct KPFK management to complete a detailed forecast of phone service costs after it receives a bill from its December fund drive and submit a revised budget, if necessary, to meet those costs. Three, if KPFK revenue exceeds projection and generates a surplus, the PNB directs KPFK to use the surplus to accelerate its catch-up payments to the national office. I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Their surplus is $13. I mean, on a good moment, they're ahead of that. So, so there's a question of at what point does number three kick in?
That's a very good question.
Wouldn't that be if we generate revenue that's not declared in the budget?
Yeah, what I was thinking, like, if inshallah we get the CPB funds freed up sometime this spring, or if you suddenly get notified that someone has left you their house in Beverly Hills and died, or something along those lines. Not if in a given month it turns out you have $10 more than you expected. But our Paul raises a very good point about the language.
Michael,
how would you improve that to better reflect those intents, our Paul?
Oh, gosh. Maybe put a time in there. KPFK revenue exceeds projection and generates a surplus by, and put in a date. Maybe 6 months in, 9 months in, because you're thinking maybe spring, the planets will align and CPB money will show up. So maybe, let's see, June 1st, July 1st, something like that. Put a time in there. If they're ahead of things by June 1st or July 1st, this kicks in. Because by then they're going to be done with their spring thon, and that's going to be the bulk of the money. And have the
end of the third quarter.
Well, actually, I mean, I guess if they accelerate payments to the national office and then the extra income doesn't keep up. Someone has
sitting
their
in their
cheek.
Phone.
Someone has
their phone. Something's breaking up.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, somebody's cheek is dialing us.
Which cheek?
Maybe we should make it at year end. To keep things
Michael,
clean.
Michael, move to the specs.
Go ahead, Michael.
The other ones had to do with the fact that there was a reduction in the originally scheduled payback to shared services. I'm not clear if that is currently the case after adjusting it to the figure was adjusted back up for KPFK already.
Is the $31.45 a month the catch-up schedule that you had originally proposed? Raul? Maybe all those noises were coming from Raul falling asleep with his head on his phone.
The original was in the 4,000 range.
Hello?
Yeah. Okay. We can hear you now, Raul.
Hello?
Hello?
He's on mute.
Is it me? Hello?
You're just barely Raul. Audible, Raul. The past due central service was at $31.45. Is that what was originally projected, or the last?
It was in the 4,000 range for each month.
Okay.
Raul, are you on the call?
Might be redialing this one. Maybe it's...
It sounds like he can't hear us because I haven't heard a double beep of him leaving.
Yeah.
Hello?
Raul?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, speak up.
Yes.
Hello?
Raul, can you hear us?
No, I can hear you now.
Okay.
I don't know what happened.
Two questions, Raul. How much does the national office believe KPFK owes in back central services?
Second, my computer is slow because I'm on remote access.
Well, from what I remember, it was 103,000 and some change.
Divided over 2 years.
About $127,000. I'm sorry, that's $127,000. It's about $103,000.
And is the amount disputed between the national office and KPFK, or have you all arrived at a consensus on how much is owed?
We reconcile. We look into that. That's the amount for KPFK.
Okay.
So maybe we can use that dollar. In other words, this year KPFK is going to pay back less than half of that total, and so maybe we can just say that if revenues exceed are higher than anticipated, that KPFK will pay the full 50%.
So what would the amount be? What would the initial amount you'd propose, Raul?
The initial was $4,300 a month for 12 months.
$44,000? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
$4,300 for a total of $1,600.
Yeah, it's an extra $14,000 something for the year.
Okay, so let's put a cap on it. We'll use the exact same form for the motion that we did with KPFTL proposals as an amendment. So we change that proviso so it now reads, if KPFK's revenues exceed projection, the PNB directs KPFK management to fulfill the originally scheduled central services catch-up payments of $4,300 per month. And then we'll at least be consistent. I just hit send on that. Any discussion on that? Any discussion on the motion as a whole or on KPFK's budget?
Can I read it?
Please.
So you all have it?
Mm-hmm.
I have a minor grammatical correction. I think I should say if the KPFK LSB approves rather than that it approved, because one is conditional, the other is like a mandate. So.
So probably I shouldn't have the word "the" twice in a row.
Yeah, I took that out. I don't. Okay, it says. All right, we're not discussing the amendment right now. We're discussing that first.
Oh, I don't think that's
fine. It says the National Finance Committee recommends the KPFK budget to the PNB for approval with the following provisos. One, that the KPFK LSB approve the budget. I don't think you put an if in there. It's a proviso. The proviso is already sort of iffy.
Just put an S on approve, not approve, but approves. English teacher.
Okay. Let me read the amendment.
The board is a unitary entity, Mr. English teacher.
Yeah, that's why it's third person singular, approved.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought we were using the subjunctive.
Yeah, I think subjunctive makes it mandatory.
If we were. Oh, it's getting late. Okay, do we want approve or approves on that?
Is there any objection to putting an S on the end of the word approve? Hearing no objection.
All right. Let me read the amendment. If KPFK's revenue exceeds projection, the PNB directs KPFK management to fulfill the originally scheduled central services catch-up payments of $4,300 per month.
So this is to replace what was provided three in the original
three.
Email. Is there any objection to that amendment?
No.
Hearing none, the objection is now incorporated into the amendment is now incorporated into the main motion. Is there any further discussion on the main motion as amended? Hearing none, is there any objection to the main motion as amended? Hearing none, we have now disposed of KPFK's budget, unless the KPFK LSB decides to reopen the conversation about it.
I just want to point out that our poll didn't read the second proviso, which was the one about the phone service. So everybody should just be aware that that was included.
Update the call center costs.
Yeah.
Paul, can you give us a dramatic reading on the full motion with all amendments?
I'll give you a flat reading. The National Finance Committee recommends the KPFK budget to the PNB for approval with the following provisos. One, that the KPFK LSB approves the budget in its current form, and two, that the PNB direct KPFK management to complete a detailed forecast of phone service costs after it receives a bill from its December fund drive and submit a revised budget, if necessary, to meet those costs. Three, if KPFK's revenue exceeds projection, the PNB directs KPFK management to fulfill the originally scheduled central services catch-up payments of $4,300 a month.
Okay. That's what we passed without objection, and that was the last item on our agenda, and we have exceeded our agendized adjournment time by 5 minutes, which means unless somebody rushes in with a motion to extend, we are adjourned. And I will see you all next Wednesday. Hopefully we will button up WPFW's budget. Thank you so much for your hard work.
Thank you. Good night.
Take care.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
You.